Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit's Ramblings, podcast 430. This time, I have a little bit to say about Borderlands 4. As I expected, it was pretty much what we expected, so I don't have a super whole lot to say. Plus, I only just recently finished Act 1, so I'm not that far into it, so I don't know how the later or end game seems quite yet, since I'm not there. But hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. So I suppose the first biggest change to Borderlands 4 in terms of the actual sort of engine and mechanics of it is that it is now an open world game. You get your bike really early on, and then you can just hop on your bike whenever, and you can drive wherever, and there's no zone lines, which feels a little bit strange. There are also now safe sort of areas to capture, and then you can respawn there, and there are vending machines and such, as well as a few rotating events and certain areas that have special missions at them that you can replay. So in a lot of ways, the open world nature kind of makes it feel a little bit like Far Cry, because you're going around this big open area and there's certain hotspots, I guess you could call them, where there's fighting, and there's other places where you want to capture that was a hot spot until you captured it, and then it's a safe area. So if you aren't into Far Cry games at all, you might not be as happy with this Borderlands as previous ones. Although I would say it overall feels pretty much the same, just, you know, there's that initial weirdness that there's no zone lines and you can just go wherever. There are definitely boundaries. There are some areas that have cliffs, which are unclimbable, so you can't get past them. And there are some cracks in the ground or just really big ravines that you can't cross because they're too far to get across, and so you'll also not be able to cross there. So there is still some guidance as to this is the play space, this is not the play space, and it's pretty obvious. It does feel quite a bit more open and free compared to the previous Borderlands games in that regard. Of course, there are all new Vault Hunters, because this is not the same area as the old Pandora stuff that was happening. So it's a new area, a new planet, although I think technically this is a moon, I forget. And then, you know, the new Vault Hunters all feel very different, as they pretty much tend to do with each Borderlands game, although there isn't a tie-in to any of the older characters except Claptrap, and that's sort of with an asterisk next to it because he's there for the introduction, sort of the tutorial, just get your character up and here's how we're doing basic movement. And then it was quite a few hours before I saw him again for a side quest, so you could totally ignore that. And then since then, probably over a total of 20 hours, I have never seen him again. In addition to that, he has his own slider, so if you don't want to hear his voice at all, you can just turn that slider down to zero. I suppose he is on the radio in a few areas that you can sort of hear. It's very, very subtle. I honestly kind of miss the guy, because all of the toilet humor has been removed from the game, which, thank God, we don't need that anymore. But with that missing, Claptrap was really kind of the only comic relief we've really had in the game so far, and he's not really been there. Sure, they're trying to be funny here and there with some of the comments the bad guys are making or some of the comments your character makes, but it's very definitely a much more serious, I wouldn't necessarily say darker tone, but it definitely is more towards the drama side of things than the outright pure young adult comedy that it used to be. There are a few different ways to get around now. There is a grappling hook, which I kind of remember from Wonderlands. I could swear there was one in there. I haven't gone back to double check or anything. But the grapple is pretty cool, but it is also pretty limited. You can't just do it whenever. There have to be certain grapple points. So in most of the combat areas, there are several grapple points, and you can kind of swing around like Batman and jump around here and there across the combat area if you want to. I tend to not really do that a whole lot. There is also a glide, which I don't think was in any of the games before. So you can jump and then hold the jump, and you sort of kind of slowly glide around. You don't have a whole lot of control, so that's not a great form of movement. Though it can get you sort of across an area fairly quickly if you want to just like jump off a ledge and then sort of float to the other side of wherever you happen to be. That's a pretty good gain. It is kind of slow, so I don't necessarily recommend it in combat because the guys will just shoot you in the air. There is also a dash, which I don't know if the dash was in previous games or not. I also don't remember it, but you can tap the shift button and it will sort of shift you quickly. I would say maybe 10 feet in terms of character world space. Usually it only works for forward or backwards. Sideways doesn't seem to work all that great. That could be a mouse and keyboard issue. Maybe it works better on controller. I'm not sure, but it definitely isn't necessary. I've only used it to get out of like a dangerous area, like hardly ever. I'd say maybe a dozen times over my like 20 hours of play. So it's certainly not like it's incorporated and critical to learn how to do it and, you know, you have to use it all the time. You can very easily not use it. There's a double jump, which I think there was double jump before, but I always like games that let you double jump because I'm just like that. I like to jump and then, you know, rotate and then jump again and, you know, have a lot of control with my jump, so that is good. The graphics are really good, especially for lower settings. I have looked at some videos to see what higher settings look like, and actually the difference between high and low is not all that much, at least not in the sort of broad sense. The overall graphic quality of everything still looks pretty much the same, regardless of low or high. The thing that will change is if you turn down the foliage, the grass will turn to non-existent, which makes it look terrible. So I don't recommend that unless you have to. There is, I guess, a thing called volumetric clouds, which will change the thickness of the clouds. So the shadows will be more or less detailed on the ground if you turn that down. So I guess that looks quite a bit different between high and low. But overall, how the characters look, how the world looks, you know, in general, in terms of the building and the bad guys, pretty similar between low and high, which was quite surprising. Also very surprising is that everybody's screaming about how the requirements are really crazy, but I'm on my now, I guess, 3-year-old laptop with a NVIDIA RTX 3060 with only 6 GB of RAM. It's supposed to be 8 GB minimum, but I am running fine. I haven't had any issues yet, and there have been a couple of patches which have come out which have helped, I think, with an issue of hitching, which was pretty bad in the early days for some people. I never saw too much of it. I've seen maybe an incident of it maybe every other hour or three. It's really rare, and it usually only happens for a few seconds, and it's like, oh my god, stop, and then it's okay again. But they are pretty quickly working to fix that, so that should be not really an issue. The music is also really good. It sort of comes and goes. It's not there all the time, I don't think. Definitely noticeable in combat, definitely noticeable for certain quest areas. Like, it will sort of trigger specific songs for certain things. Kind of fades in and out, so it's not a constant thing, but it is very cool music. I like it quite a bit. The bad guys are not at all annoying. I don't know if I'm like, oh my god, I'm so afraid of the big boss. He just seems like a pretty average big boss to me, trying to be, you know, very evil, and it's like, oh yes, you're so evil. but it is certainly not the very annoying twins that were in the previous Borderlands game. It's like, twins who are like social media people, how's this a bad guy? I don't understand. So it's leagues better than that. I would say this is probably the best Borderlands game so far. Maybe not as good as 2 if you're going by, you know, strict how it runs super fast and the bad guy is like the best ever. You know, it's not the best bad guy and it's not running super fast. I don't know what the frame rate is on my system. It seems fine. I would guess it's probably somewhere around 30 to 45 FPS. It's probably not super fast, but it is fast enough. I'm doing okay. You know, I didn't expect my laptop to do amazing because it is older and below specs, so I'm not going to complain too much. I can play just fine. It looks just fine. It seems fast enough for my brain, so I am happy in that regard. Like I said, I haven't gone very far. I think I'm only about level 26, and I just got to the second act, as it were. I'm not in a super rush to finish. I'm doing all of the side quests I find along the way, because I figure I'll probably only be really interested in doing, you know, all of the main quests and side quests once ever. After that, if I play other characters, I'll probably just want to fast forward through those. So I will want to, you know, do that and get the full experience and take my time with it. So I may or may not finish it by next podcast and have more to say. I don't know. I would say, though, if you are into the Borderlands franchise, this is probably the best one yet. It's obviously the only one that's come out in quite a while. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands feels like quite a long time ago now, although probably was only about 4 or 5 years ago. It feels like twice as long as that. They are planning to add some stuff. There are like 4 DLCs, I think, planned already, which I may or may not get. They were just little tiny ones announced so far. There are 2 Vault Hunters, supposedly, that they're going to also add. I may or may not get them. Depends on what they are, especially since they aren't like Wonderlands where you can just split class into different ones. These are the traditional single Vault Hunter, and this is what you get, you know, like it or not. So I'll have to see if they look interesting to me or not. I don't know. I still haven't quite 100% settled on what I'm going to do yet. I think I'm doing Vax as my main, because the kitty is super cute. Although, I don't know, I just got to the end talent of that line, and kitty can spawn 1 or even 2 duplicates I've seen, which starts to get visually pretty messy. The cat already kind of blocks my view of some of the bad guys, so that's kind of problematic. And now that he can do 2 or 3 of them, I'm like, this is maybe getting worse. So I may or may not stick with Vex. We'll see. But that's really it for this time. So in the close, we have some special stuff for the audio podcast. The video podcast will not have this section. But apparently, 1.5 years ago, when they blew up my channel and I remade the new video channel, I guess I wasn't supposed to do that. And so they blew up the new video channel recently and I appealed. I'm like, hey, what the crap, guys? Why did you blow up my channel? I didn't do anything wrong. And I noticed that the old channel still had an appeal button. I don't know why. I'm pretty sure I appealed it. So I went ahead and appealed my old channel. And in kind of a hilarious turn of events, they unbanned both channels. So now I have currently both channels back. But what I think I'll do is I'll sort of hollow out the old channel just so it's still really old stuff. And then have just the new stuff on the new channel. And then we'll see. Maybe I'll probably edit down like I said, some of the audio, just to be at less risk of them blowing up my channel for whatever reason. And maybe I'll change some of how I do the video. I don't know. So if you are listening to the audio version, you get this full rambly part. Video version, not so much. Although if you like the video, then you'll probably never hear about this. But I guess recently there hasn't been anything super terrible in my life. I did have to get rid of about 40% or more of my storage stuff. So that was pretty tragic. A lot of it was just stuff I wasn't using. So that was fine. Like there was a DVD player from like 25 years ago, which I haven't needed a DVD player in forever. You know, like, well, right now I have, you know, one for my laptop, but even when I don't, I have my consoles that run Blu-ray, so I don't need that. So that was not a big loss. And then there was some other older stuff I wasn't really using. Like there's a receiver that's also, you know, that old. But, you know, once I get set up in a home again, I would need it to be Blu-ray, and I would need it to be 4K, and I would need HDR, so it wouldn't be able to do any of that, so I would need to replace it anyways. But there was some other stuff that I kind of am sad about missing. There was a food processor and some other kitchen stuff, so that was kind of sad, you know, not really a big deal to replace it, because that's only about $80 to replace, so not a big deal, but you know, there's history there. There's memories there that I won't, you know, have anymore with a new thing. So that's been very stressful. I did have another eye-poking appointment, so that was very terrible and stressful as well. Not fun with that. I don't know, my eyes may be getting better. It seems slightly better, but I don't know. I don't know if this is an issue they can ever actually fix with the medicine poking or not. It's not actually terrible right now. I suppose, in theory, if it gets worse over time, maybe it will be more worse, and I will see more worse, and I will be sad. But I don't know. Right now, it doesn't seem like it's really helping or hurting in terms of vision. You know, it hurts when they poke it, and it's super traumatic. But I guess that's really it for this time. I don't have anything else to say that I can think of. And I think the only thing coming up is more playing Borderlands. I don't know any other releases coming up that I'm looking forward to. Oh, there is Outer Worlds 2. I don't remember when that is. I think that's not until October, though. So that's still possibly a ways away. But I'll talk about that when that happens. But until then, maybe I'll talk about more Borderlands 4 next time. And I'll see everybody then. Okay, thanks. Bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2025.